This is another edition of The More Abundant Life. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. I'm glad you've joined us today. This program features inspiring messages and presentations by Pastor Wendley Phipps. Today we're going to continue the series on the Ten Commandments. If you've been listening to our program over the past few weeks or maybe even months, you know that we have been running this series on the Ten Commandments. Pastor Phipps has been preaching a wonderful series, very eye-opening, and today we're going to continue that series. We're going to hear part two of the message, Ananias and Sapphira, here on The More Abundant Life. As usual, however, we're going to also start this program with some music. This is a song from the CD entitled Hymns, Favorite Hymns of Billy Graham, as recorded by Wendley Phipps. The title, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without. Just as I am, poor wretched blind, sight rich is healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee to find. I come. just as I am, Lord. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, claim.
You are listening to The More Abundant Life. My name is Adrian Westney, and we just heard music by Wintley Phipps. Just As I Am is the title of the song, and that's from the CD release entitled Favorite Hymns of Billy Graham, as recorded by Wintley Phipps. We're going to get right to the message now, the message entitled Ananias and Sapphira, and we're going to hear part two of that message. Here now is Pastor Phipps.
In the Word of God, God has warned his people that into the holy city there will in no wise enter anybody that defileth. Whatsoever worketh abomination, whoever makes a lie, anytime you steal, you sell your soul in a cheap market. It may seem to serve you best right now. You might even tell yourself this is an emergency. It's not worth it. God told me to tell you it's not worth it. You know, a few days ago, I was shopping at a certain store. I bought 12 of a certain item. I got home, and it became clear to me that the cashier and I had miscounted, because I came home with 14 of those items. So yesterday, I said, you know what? $30 ain't worth me losing my soul over. So I marched back up, and I said, you know, yesterday I paid for 12, but we got 14. And everybody's trying to figure out, who is this man? People don't do that every day. I said, people don't do that every day. So I'm going to tell you how God is so awesome. People are standing around listening to me, begging the people to take my money, because I'm going to pay. Don't you think it was the right thing to do? So I paid for the items. And it's really funny paying for items and walking out the store with nothing. But anyway, I paid for it. And as I was walking out, two of the ladies that were stopping there said, we know you. You're that man who sings. I said, Jesus. Bible tells us that we who are children of God, we don't have to steal to get what we need. We don't even have to steal to get what we want. The Lord says, work for what you want. Pray, and I'll give it to you. He said, I promise to supply all your needs. When people steal, they don't realize what they're doing. You see, let me explain. There is a difference between human right of ownership and divine right of ownership. God's right of ownership is absolute. In other words, he owns everything. And his right of ownership is absolute. Our right of ownership is temporal. His right of ownership is what? Is what? Absolute. Our right of ownership is temporal. You will never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul. No matter how vast your wealth, you can't take it with you to the grave. And I'd rather be a poor, righteous man than a rich, dead one any day. God is the only absolute owner of everything. His right of ownership is based on the fact that he created everything. Everything we have has been given to us by God. So in the eyes of God, listen carefully, thieves are really low down and really despicable because, you see, a thief is seen by heaven as despicable and lowlife because whenever a thief steals from you, he's really stealing from God. Because, are you with me today? Because God has the right of absolute ownership. I will take, listen, if you got your Bibles, turn with me in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 9. I don't want you to miss this point because when somebody stole that thing from you, they took it from God because he owns it anyway. God says in Psalm 59, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For what? Every beast of the forest is mine. So when a cattle, are you with me today? So when a cattle thief steals a cow, he's taking it from God. The cattle upon 1,000 hills. Verse 11, I know all the fowls of the mountains. The wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. What is mine? What is mine, saith the Lord? The world is mine, the fullness thereof. Have mercy. In Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8, the Lord said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine. So when a man steals, he not only steals from you, he's stealing from God because it all belongs to God. Oh, isn't it good to know when that brother came in and stole from you? He was getting himself in a whole lot of trouble. So what you need to do to comfort yourself is go home and say, all that I have is thine. Lord, he stole it from you. He didn't take it from me. That day, Ananias and Sapphira made a decision that would lead to their death and destruction. You know, there's only one person that I recall the Bible actually calls a thief. And it's in John chapter 12, verse 4. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence given to the poor? And John chapter 12, verse 6, this Judas said, not because he cared for the poor, but because the Bible says, because he was a thief. Have you ever been robbed? Anybody has ever been robbed? Anybody had tools stolen? Borrowed and somebody never brought them back? You ever had that? How about anybody ever gotten something stolen from your car? Anybody here ever had their home broken into? More than once? This is a wicked world we live in. I heard of a man some years ago got so mad that he was being robbed repeatedly. And that happens sometimes when you live in the city. These folks find ways to come into your house. They come through the windows. They come through the roof. This man got so fed up, he posted a sign that said, this property protected by a pit bull with AIDS. I can't think of anything more frightening than a pit bull with AIDS. Most people under the sound of my voice today in their lives have had something stolen from them. Or maybe you've stolen something as a child, stolen candy. Go and get your mother's purse, take stuff out of it. You go find your father's wallet and you borrow some money. I've even heard of people say, my boss doesn't pay me enough, so what he don't pay me in overtime, I take in office supplies. It's very likely that everyone here has either been stolen from or has stolen something from you. Let's face it, all of us in our carnal nature, we want something for nothing. That's what drives people to steal. Most people who steal from stores don't need to steal. I'm telling you, they have. They just do it for the thrill of getting something for nothing. For some people, stealing is like gifting yourself what others won't give to you. The first four commandments. We dealt with the first four commandments that dealt with our relationship with God. And now we've been dealing with the other commandments. And the eighth commandment says what? Thou shalt not steal. Now you decide whether it's stealing or not. You go to McDonald's, you pay for it, and you get too much change back. And you say, it ain't worth the time me driving back there to give no 40 cents. You decide. Young people, you're on the internet, downloading stuff. I read where a man said, your child is a digital pirate, get a lawyer. A little boy in Sunday school class, God says, take your time. Teacher teaching the class, teaching between right and wrong. And then the teacher said, all right, children, let's take another example. If I were to get into another man's pocket, take his wallet with all his money, what would I be? Little Johnny raised his hand, and he blurted out, you'd be his wife. It happens all the time, doesn't it? Some thieves are so dumb. One day a man by the name of Danny Sampson, true story, robbed a bank in Canada. He used a hand-me-down Colt 45, got $6,000, but when the Royal Canadian Mounted Police caught him, they confiscated the gun, sent it to a laboratory, and the person at the laboratory couldn't believe his eyes. It was a collector's prize worth $100,000. He didn't know he had a gun worth $100,000. Stealing is on the rise. Before I close, in 1969, 58% of high school students let somebody else copy their work. In 1989, it was 98%. 80% of college students cheat. Wake up! It's an epidemic. The American economy loses $50 billion every year from people who steal on the job. This blew my mind. Listen carefully. One in every 11 Americans shoplift. Did you hear me today? One in every, like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are even websites where you can print your own barcodes to replace the ones on the products you are purchasing so that you can choose the price you pay. Thieves have become so bold that they're now stealing you. They're stealing your identity. Stealing is defined as taking something that isn't yours even if the person you steal from has lots more money than you. And stealing doesn't pay. Before I close, don't go around saying, everybody's trying to rip me off, so I might as well rip them off before they rip me off. That's a prescription for death. This was one of my favorite stories. Some years ago, I said, boy, stealing doesn't pay. I said, stealing does not pay. Some years ago, a man attempted to siphon and steal gasoline from a motorhome that was parked on a street in Seattle. But he got much more than he bargained for. When the police arrived at the scene, they found him curled up, true story, like a dog next to the motorhome. You see, while trying to steal the gasoline by mistake, he plugged his hose into the motorhome sewage tank. The owner of the motorhome decided not to press charges. He said it was the best laugh he's ever had. Remember, we as Christians have two ways to get what we need and what we want. We can work for it, amen, or we can pray for it. We can do what? Work for it, or we can pray for it. In St. Louis, at the General Conference, the Adventist bookstore had so much stealing going on. They had to post guards, and you'll never guess what the most stolen item was. Bibles!
If you have your Bibles, before I close, look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, thou shalt not steal. I'm coming down your street. It's going to take me just a few more minutes. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Look at what it says. Everybody, look on a Bible if you can. If you got a Bible next to you, if you have a Bible next to you, look on it. Look at Ephesians 4. Now I want you to go to verse 28. It says, read it together. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Do you know what the Lord is saying here? Don't steal. Work with your hands. I will give you so much that you'll be able to, you'll have enough to give to other people who need. Oh, hallelujah. This is the word of God. Lord says, let's read it one more time. Let's read it together, because some young person needs to hear this today. The Lord impressed me, some old person needs to hear it too. Let him that stole, what? Steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Oh, awesome promise. So don't steal. One last thing the Lord gave me as I was preparing for this message. One of the tragedies of Ananias and Sapphira was that they not only stole, and then they lied, right? They stole, and then they lied, but they were going around pretending. If you're going to be a Christian, be a Christian. Don't go around pretending to be a Christian. You can't go to clubs on Friday night and then go to church Sabbath morning and call yourself a Christian. You know I'm right. You have to make up your mind. The Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. God will deal with you if you're a fake Christian.
There is a bomb in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a bomb in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. In Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a bomb in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a bomb in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a bomb in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. There is a bomb to heal the sin-sick soul.
That's music by Whitley Phipps, Balm in Gilead, a little extra music for our program today. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, please call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342. And you want to provide this program number for them, program number 342. That will allow the index of this program, Ananias and Sapphira, Part 2. Well, I hope that you'll join us again for another program. Until you can, however, you need to remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life."
In your heart.